I'm going to have to move you forward onto the TV.
Okay, well, I'll whistle
TV
through TV
in 5 minutes.
Very quickly. Do I need to be quick or am I all right?
No, you can go at a leisurely pace until I give you the nod.
We'll speed you up.
Obviously, we spoke earlier. It's wall-to-wall Wimbledon at the moment.
Yeah.
You guys, massive voids in your tennis knowledge. Mine isn't much better, but I love it. I love it when Wimbledon's on. I love the way that everybody in the UK all of a sudden becomes the biggest tennis fan in the world.
Yeah, it happens.
And then when the US Open and the French Open's on, they're like, what?
Interest.
But Murray's looking good this year. Federer and Nadal are out, so his side of the draw is looking quite good to go through to the final. Chansari might win it. Laura Robson won today. So,
really?
Yeah, there's a lot of good sport on, and the BBC do it very well.
So, they do it good, don't they?
Also, if sport isn't your thing and music is your thing, it's wall-to-wall Glastow on BBC Three.
Yeah, they're going mad this year, aren't
they? Yeah, they are, and there's going to be a lot of coverage on the main BBC channels as well. That's so you can see Wimbledon kind of tonight, this evening, all over the weekend. Glastonbury gets underway tonight on BBC Three. Tomorrow night on BBC Two, it's live coverage of the Rolling Stones headlining, which is a big deal.
Yeah, definitely.
I think, I love the Rolling Stones to bits, and they're an absolute kind of iconic band. So how that is, it's going to be... There was some discussion of them maybe not letting the BBC broadcast their set.
They said they'd give them four songs originally.
Yeah, that's right, because I think they're very conscious of their fee and what they get paid and that sort of thing.
And I think also they wanted the show to be about the audience rather than to become some kind of big TV show.
Yeah, but it's kind of the thing we were talking about earlier. They were kind of said, you know, the people who are coming have paid to come.
Yeah.
People can just sit at home and watch it.
Well,
then that's not
the last hour is purely for the fans.
Yeah.
But also Glastonbury, it sells out really quickly, so those people that wanted to go probably can't go. So
that's right.
They want to watch it on telly.
Yeah, that's cool. So that's on at 10:30. And that goes through to like 2:30 in the morning or something like that. If that's not your thing, then The Walking Dead, the new series of The Walking Dead, which is this amazing kind of zombie apocalypse, post-apocalyptic TV series, is on Channel 5.
Is that American or British?
It's American.
Okay.
The main guy's British, but that's season 3, new series. That Sunday, Top Gear's back on for its 20th series, can you believe?
Wow.
And as tired as it is, it's still quite good fun seeing the three of them muck about. And then there's more Glastonbury on Sunday night. And that's Mumford & Sons. And that's your TV.
So it's all looking pretty good then, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend TV-wise, I think.
Wow, it's a shame I'm out all weekend.
Yeah, that's cool. How am I for time?
You're doing all right, actually. You've done well.
2 minutes-ish.
Oh, I got too excited. Okay, well, I'll just do one other thing. we'll say that on tomorrow night, if you don't like zombies, and you don't like Glastonbury, and you don't like tennis, then you can just sit down, BBC Two, BBC One, 9:50 PM, which is quite late, and it's about a 2-hour film, I should think. Die Hard with a Vengeance, 1995. Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, Jeremy Irons... It's brilliant. You can't beat it.
I watched Die Hard 1 the other week and
yeah,
I loved it.
I tell you, the first... It's not the best one, by any means, the third one, Die Hard with a Vengeance. The first two are cult classics. They are incredibly good films. And the third one is really quite good as well. So you should check it out. Yeah, watch it. Sit down, check in, and just chill out and kind of just go, right, let's have some mindless killing for a few hours.
Definitely, and get some popcorn in or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
right.
you people do.
Just relax.
You
whatever
people.
Us people who stay in, Dan.